Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. There's breaking news going on, John. What's taking place?
Well, right now, they said a gunman.
Is this Fox News?
Fox News is reporting that a gunman shot four people in Washington, D.C. at a Navy yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is the building that basically housed the Navy Sea Systems Command.
Sea Systems Command.
Sea Systems. Roughly 3,000 employees work there. They've been told to be on lockdown, and they haven't said yet whether they found the gunman or not, but all the people that were shot right now are listed in critical condition. We want to pray
now.
We want to pray for the safety of these people. But also this.
Well, here they are. Right here. Let's listen. They're actually looking for the shooter now.
That's the shipyard, southeastern part of Washington, D.C. The small map on the right gives you a little bit of an idea as to where this is. It's right smack dab in the heart of our nation's capital, with the U.S. Capitol building up to the north and west about two.
You're listening to VFN Radio with the live right now. They are looking for a shooter at the U.S. Navy base right in Washington, D.C., the Navy Yard, and they've confirmed the shooting. They're looking for him, and you can see more about this on the VFN Torch in details, but you're hearing it live as they're looking for the shooter.
Miles, based on the location for that screen, Peter Ducey is on scene. Peter, what do you see? How close are you?
Bill, we're as close as the police will let us get here, and I got to tell you, it is a pretty frightening scene right now. We pulled up, my photographer and I. It took us about 5 minutes to get here from the hill. And as soon as I opened the car door to step out on the sidewalk, a man in full military fatigues with a long gun went sprinting down the sidewalk. We're on a civilian street near the Navy Yard. And as soon as we stepped out, we saw that man running past. He was going somewhere in a hurry, and he disappeared behind some police line. We've got a coordinated response with officers from D.C. Metro. We've seen armored personnel carriers. We've seen multiple ambulances, although at this point we're told one injury confirmed. And, again, we're as close as they'll let us get to that right now. But it is pretty chaotic here. There is, as far as we can see, along the road to the Navy Yard, there are at least, I would say, close to a dozen fire trucks. They've all got the lights on. Again, we're trying to move our car. There are horns honking, sirens blaring, and guys, officers, are driving as fast as they can. And right now, as we move the car, there's a man in full fatigues with a helmet. He's running with a long gun, and it looks like he's got his finger pretty close to the trigger, Bill.
Peter,
he's a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, the report we're getting is this started at 8:20 Eastern time, which would about been about 50 minutes ago. Do you get a sense of how busy that that area is?
You're listening right now live what's taking place right there in Washington, D.C. at the Navy Yard, where a man in fatigues, military fatigues, has begun to injure. He's shot and injured.
Four people are reporting right now.
And they can't find him. Haven't found him yet. They're looking for him. But this is like the Fort Hood shooting scenario, it looks like, where somebody that's dressed like you is shooting you. We don't know yet. We don't know what's happening. You can tune into Fox News, and we'll report more. But you begin be in prayer right now. But what we're about to talk about in just a moment with Michael Bodea, it's going to just confirm where we are, the reality of the direction that America is going. And although it was kind of humorous in what we're saying, but we're telling you right now.
I'm sorry, that number has increased. It is 10 people now that have been shot. Several have been reported to be killed. This is happening at the Washington Naval Yard, just blocks away from some of the government buildings there in D.C.
Reportedly,
this is what's happened going
by
on.
By Fox
right
News,
now.
Is reporting that. Mm-hmm. Well, dear Lord, we just ask you right now for capturing of this man, that no more shots would be fired. God, that you would send your angels there to be able to identify this person, cover them, jam the gun, identify him, Lord, and bring him down, God. We ask that every life be protected, and everybody that's been shot, God, that you would, we speak life over them.
Yes.
And we just say that any kind of blood that would be pouring out of their bodies, that it would stop, the flow would stop, and that they would retain the blood, because life is in the blood.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
Lord,
we just pray, Father God, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for what we've turned away from you as a nation. And we acknowledge our sin, God, and we are sorry, God. We ask you, Lord, to stop this thing. in our nation, God, as we turn back to you, give our hearts back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Here we are, these things taking place as we speak, giving you updates with what's taking place in Washington right now at the Navy shipyard. They're saying now, John, 10 confirmed? Is it 10?
No, it's 12. 12 have been shot. And
somebody who was dressed in fatigues.
Actually, it's two shooters now. Two shooters.
We're talking about the Navy shipyard in Washington, D.C., at the anniversary, by the way, of the financial collapse today, where the president's about to come live on the air at any moment. We're watching the White House right now, waiting for him to come up. And they're looking for the shooter, or they got the shooters, or they got one shooter.
NBC is reporting that one shooter is dead, and they're still looking for the other one. There could be multiple right now. All the details are real sketchy. We thought it was one, but now apparently there's two.
So basically, they really don't know everything.
They don't know.
They've
entered a second building. What's being reported is that they walked in with these fatigues. No words, just shooting.
Well, multiple deaths on a CNN. CNN is also reporting that Navy spokesman is saying that multiple deaths, the two shooters down at 11:43 a.m. Associated Press, a shooter has died.
Has died.
But they said multiple shooters. There's two shooters out there. Listen, this is major what's taking place right now in the shipyard. I see that you're going to be able to see pictures of what's taking place. You can even go to FoxNews.com and watch the live feed, or WhiteHouse.gov and begin to listen with the president. Hopefully it's going to be not just about the anniversary of the financial crisis, but crisis taking place, because it makes me think of what happened when John Paul Jackson, when he was given a prophecy about this. You can find this on the VFN Torch, but I want you to hear, this is a Navy shipyard, and listen to what a prophet said in 2008, 2010 about what was going to be taking place to America. This is John Paul Jackson.
Then I saw I've seen another strange headline, and it simply said, "Where's the Navy?" Something had happened in the Gulf of Mexico, either the Gulf of Mexico and or on one of the coasts. And it said, "Where's the Navy?" It's like something happened, and the Navy should have spotted this issue before it happened, and they didn't catch it. Somehow it got under the radar. It bypassed the radar. Somehow it got around our protective grid, and the ocean protective grid that we have around this nation. It got around that, and I don't know how that happened, but it did.
It's amazing. This is what we're seeing taking place. Listen, church, it is happening. Everything that God said is happening so rapidly. You've got to wake up. The signs are everywhere. They're not just in the heavens. They're not just in front of us. They're all around us. We have the disasters hitting in Boulder, Colorado. Never happened, like 7 months worth of rain coming down in 1 week. Gushing through, boulders going. God told us this was going to be taking place. We're going to be, hopefully tomorrow, get a chance to be able to share with you the prophetic dream that God gave us about this boulder situation happening. And now it's happening right now. At the same time, we have innocent Americans who went to work that day, mothers and fathers who went to work in Washington, D.C., at the Washington Navy Yard, only for some fatigue-dressed gunmen to come in emotionless and conversationless, reported by NBC News, and just started shooting one particular lady in the shoulder, shot another one in the head.
In the head.
And details are coming in. And listen, we got to wake up. This is not workplace violence. This is, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. We've got to turn back to God. This is what he says. He says, "When I bring a sword against you, when I bring a famine against you, when you see darkness coming against you, if you listen to the one who's warning you," and we're warning you right now, he says, "and we repent and turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sins, and he'll heal us from this dark disease that is spreading across our land." Dear God, be with those victims of the shooting at the Washington Navy shipyard. We ask you this. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' name. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.